This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manero anasi uri musi wechitatu mbudzi 26, 2014.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri nichiita zvine zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
MDC inotungamirwa navawashman Ncube yabatana nhasi zviri pamutemo ne MDC Renewal Team mukuumba bato idzva rinonzi United MDC.
Makakatanwa oramba achienderera mberi muzano PF murwendo rwayo kuCongress iri kuitwa svondo rinouya.
Sangano reHarare Residence Trust rinoti harisi kutambira urongwa hunonzi huri kuda kuitwa nekanzuro yeHarare wekuisa mamita emvura muDzimba.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. MDC inotungamirwa navawashman Ncube yabatana nhasi zviri pamutemo neMDC Renewal Team mukuumba bato idzva rinonzi United MDC. Mubatanidzwa uyu uri kutarisirwa kuronga hwaro hweCongress ichaitwa muna Nyamavhuvhu gore rinouya. Mutoro wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Zvikwata zviviri zvakapandukira MDC inotungamirwa navaMorgan Tsvangirai zvabatana zvikaumba bato rimwe chete riri kudaidzwa kuti United MDC. Vachitaura pakusainwa kwaitwa gwaro rekubatana kwemapato aya, amai Sekai Holland, avo vanga vakafanobata chigaro chemutungamiriri webato muMDC Renewal Team, vati vaona zvakakodzera kuti mapato avo abatane senzira yekuedza kugadzirisa matambudziko akatarisana nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. Amai Holland ndivo mumwe wevatungamiriri webato idzva iri, uye mumwe wavo ndiva Welshman Ncube. Vanga vachitungamirawo chimwe chipoka cheMDC, vaWelshman Ncube, vati vaona zvakakodzera kuti vabatane neMDC Renewal Team kuitira kuti vadzokere mugwara rekuzadzisa zvavakawirirana nevamwe pakavambwa bato reMDC muna 1999. VaNcube vakabuda muMDC yakabatana muna 2005 zvichitevera kusawirirana navatsvangirai panyaya yekukukwidza musarudzo itsva dzedare reSenate. Ukuwo vaimbove munyori mukuru weMDCT vatendai biti nevamwe vavo vakadzingwa mubato vakaumba MDC Renewal Team muna kubvumbi vachiti pave kuda hutungamiriri hutsva hune pfungwa itsva. Zvichakadai, nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika uye vachishanda vakazvimirira vaSidney Masamvu vanoti mapato ese ari munyika anopikisa ZANU PF anofanira kushanda pamwe chete kuitira kuti awedzere mukana wavo wekukunda musarudzo dzakatariswa muna 2018 pakatariswa nyaya dzekusawirirana kuri muZANU PF pari zvino.
Zvaitika nhasi zvinhu zvinokurudzirwa zvikuru sei tichitarisa mamiriro akaita munyika medu matongerwo enyika zvaitwa nemabato eMDC yavaNcube neMDC Renewal. Zvinhu zvinofanirwa kukurudzirwa and tinoona zviri zvichiita zviri nheyo inobatsira kuti kuenda mberi zvichabatsira kuti mamwe masangano anokwikwidza munyika mune abatane asangane aone chinangwa chimwe chekuti vakwikwidze kana maelections achauya muna 2018 vakabatana vari pamwe chete.
Kubatana kwaita MDC inotungamirirwa navaNcube neRenewal Team kwaitwa pane vemasangano anoshanda akazvimirira pamwe nevamiriri vedzimwe nyika. Dzimwe nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika dzinoti hadzizi kushamiswa nekubatana kwaitika nhasi nokuti vamwe vevanhu vazhinji kudivi reMDC Renewal Team vakambosiya vatsvangirai pakapatsanuka bato iri muna Gumiguru 2005 vakaenda navaNcube. Nyanzvi idzi dzinoti vanhu ava vakazodzoka kuna vatsvangirai vachiti vakanga vabatana navaNcube vasingazive tsoro yaivepo yainge yakarongwa. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, Ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Makateria ku Studio 7, tiri kutevenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America, uri mu Washington DC. Bato rezanu PF nasi range richiita musangano waro we Politburo asi kunetsana kuri kuenderera mberi vanhu vanonzi vari kutsigira mutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru vachiburitswa mucentral committee yebato iri. Nevenyuro yeZBC inotiwo haina chokwadi chekuti amai Mujuru vapinda musangano wanhasi. Vane ruzivo nezvemusangano wePolitburo vaudza Studio 7 kuti wange uchizeya nyaya yekuti uvandudze bumbiro remutemo yebato kuitira kuti mutungamiri webato abvumidzwe kudoma vateedzeri vake uye sachigaro webato. Pari kutarisirwawo kuzeyiwa nyaya dzemagwaro ari kubva kumaprovincial coordinating committees nezvekongresi yebato iri iri kutanga musi watuzvita.
Nyaya dzevamwe vakuru vebato vanonzi vanotsigira amai Mujuru vari kunzi vabude pazvigaro dziri kutarisirwawo kuzeyiwa. Vamwe vari kuda kudzingwa igurukota rezveumhizha mukufambiswa kwemashoko vawebster Shamu, gurukota muhofisi yaamai Mujuru vaSylvester Nkuni uye mutevedzeri wegurukota runoona nezveminda vatendaisa vanhu. Nyaya yemashonaland central yekumisa amai Mujuru kukwikwidza musarudzo dzecentral committee yanga ichitarisirwawo kuzeyiwa. Gurukota rezvevashandi vaNicholas Goche avanonzi vaida kupfuudza vamugabe varamba kutaura neStudio 7 nezvenyaya iyi kunyange paine mashoko yekuti vanogona kusungwa chero nguva.
Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vachishanda nesangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vaJoy Mabenge tikavabvunza nezvekupa mutungamiri webato reZANU PF masimba ekudoba vanhu kuti zvingabatsira here kupodza kunetsana.
Havazvino chekutanga chandingataura kudzokorora mashoko andava namakore ndichingotaura pose pamuno ndichaira runhare tichikurukura panhepfenyuro yenyu, nhepfenyuro inoteererwa nevanhu iyoyi nenhau iyoyi yekuti zvaifamba sei muZANU PF. Isu takataura kare pasati pambotanga nyonganyonga dzekubuda pachena kuti muZANU PF mune bopoto, takataura kare kuti musangano uyu wakatsemuka nepakati kare, musangano uyu wanga wane zvinyekenyeke, vamugabe vanga vasisina simba rekuramba vakabatanidza musangano wavo. Zvino zvaakuitika pari zvino zvinongotiratidza kuti ivo vamugabe ndivo vakatadza kugadzirisa zvakanaka nyaya yekuti kana ivo vasisiri pachigaro, kana kuti nyaya yekuti kana ivo vachinge vasisinei nechekuita nezvekutongwa kweZANU PF kana kutongwa kwenyika, hatizivi kuti zvinenge zvaitika kuda havachakwanisi kana zvimwe zvinenge zvaitika, ndiani uyo achazenge achitora? Pakagara paine utsi, pakagara pasingabudi pachena, pakagara pasingaoneke zvakajeka. Izvezvizvi vamugabe vaakuita iya yatinoti munhu kana achinge apererwa zvekupererwa zviya unenge waakutsvaga kana uta nemugate. Ndosaka vamugabe vaakuita inonzi pachirungu madesperate measures ekuti vazame kuti ivo vambo vawanewo chekuita, nekuti kana vasisiri pamasimba ndiani anganga aripo. Asi izvizvizvi hazvichapodza gakava ravamo muZANU PF, hazvina kana kupodza maronda kwazvichaita, nekuti zvave pachena ndezvekuti musangano wavo wazonyatsoita zvinyekenyeke, musangano wavo wazonyatsopatsanuka. Avo vari kunzi ndo vanga vachinzi kuda ndo gamatoks hatizivi here kana kuti ndo vanaani hamene kumusangano kwavo, vanga vachinzi pese panga pachiitwa sarudzo vachibva vapotserwa kwakadaro, apa vachange vaine kutsamwa, vachange vaine kunyunyuta kwakasimba zvekuti musangano wavo hauchafe wakazova musangano ungange uine masimbiro avange vachiona kumasure kwese uku zvichienda mberi nekuti rato rezvinyekenyeke.
Zviri kuitika izvi zvichasiya amai Mujuru vari papi chaizvo vamabhenge?
Mai Mujuru pane zvinhu zvatingati pamwe zviviri zvinogona kuitika kwavari. Vamugabe vanokwanisa kusarudza ivo kuti chekutanga chatingada kuisa patafura ndechekuti hazvigoneki kuti vamugabe vati vanhu vese vanga vari vakuru vakuru mubato ravo vanga vachinzi ivo vanga vachishanda kana kunge vanga vari pedo zvakanyanya namai Mujuru mutsoro dzaamai Mujuru dziri kungotaurwedzo, hazvigoni kuti vati vese ivavo vachazenge vachivanzwira urombo vachivadzosera muzvigaro zvepamusorosoro pane gumi zvavanokwanisa kunge vachipawo kune vamwe vavanenge vachisarudza. Izvozvo hazviiti.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vachishanda nesangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vaJoy Mabenge vachitaura vari parunare muHarare.
Rimwe sangano revagari vemuguta reHarare, reHarare Residents Trust, rinoti harisi kutambira urongwa hunonzi huri kuda kuitwa nekanzuru yeHarare hwekuisa mamita ekufanotenga mvura mudzimba. Mamita aya anoita kuti vagari vashandise mvura yavanenge vabhadharira chete. Mukuru wesangano iri vaPrecious Shumba vanoti danho rinonzi riri kuda kutorwa nekanzuru iri richaita kuti mvura iwanikwe nevane mari chete, iro bumbiro remitemo yenyika richiti mvura ikodzero yemunhu wose. Meya weguta reHarare vaBernard Manyenyeni vanoti chirongwa chekuisa mamita aya mudzimba hachichadzokeri shure uye hapachina imwe nzira yekuchinzvenga nayo. VaManyenyeni vati chasara pari zvino kutsvaga nzira dzekuti danho iri risaomesere vanoshupika nevamwe vanotambudzika. Meya ava vatiwo mvura imwe nzira yekupinza nayo mari muhomwe yekanzuru. Vakati vagari vanofanirwa kubuda pachena kuti vari kuramba mamita emvura here kana kuti vari kuramba kubhadhara mvura. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita navaPrecious Shumba pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Kanzuru yeguta reHarare yakazivisa kuti yave nepfungwa dzekuti iunze atingati maprepaid water meters ekuti vanhu vanotanga vabhadhara vasati washandisa mvura. Isu sesangano tiri mubishi rekubvunzurudza vagari kuti tinzwe pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pechinhu ichi. Vagari vazhinji watataura navo, kunyanya vanogara kumahigh density areas kunogara veruzhinji, vari kupokana nenyaya iyi. Asiwo kune vamwe vari kunzvimbo dzatingati kune vanhu vanogara vanhu vane mari kumalow density areas vari kutarisa nyaya iyi vachiti pamwe ndiko kuti wawanewo mvura. Asi isu tiri kuona kuti kana mvura isati yakuwanikwa kunzvimbo dzose, chirongwa ichi hachifadzi vagari.
Imi sesangano, zvii zvamuri kunyanyopokana nazvo pachirongwa ichi? Nokuti tinoona kuti vamwe vanogona kuona kunge iri pfungwa yakanaka yekuti ndinogara ndatenga hangu mvura yangu ndichingoshandisa.
Mvura ikodzero yemunhu wose. Tikatarisa constitution yeZimbabwe section 77 inoti mvura nechekudya ikodzero yemugari wose. Mugari woga woga akakodzera kuwana mvura ingangoite maliters 20 pazuva rega rega. Izvi tiri kuona kuti kunyange zvirimo muconstitution kana kuma UN resolutions hazvisiri kuteedzerwa. Chii chingazoite kuti wagone kuzviteedzera kwane mamita? Rimwe dambudziko zvakare nderekuti mari iri kumbowanikwa kumari dzemvura iri kubhadharwa musure mekushandisa haisi kuoneka mashandisirwo ayo.
Imi sesangano, zvii zvamuri kukurudzira vagari?
Hatisati tanyatsosvika pekuti taita resolution yekuti maprepaid water meters hafanirwe kuweko. Nyaya iri kubuda ndeyekuti hazvigoni kuti maprepaid water meters aitwe pasati paitwa consultation inopa kuti wagari vapewo pfungwa dzavo kubudikidza nemakanselers anofanirwa kuita misangano munzvimbo.
Vanga vari mukuru werimwe sangano revagari vemuHarare, reHarare Residents Trust vaPrecious Shumba vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7. Tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaInternet rinoti www.voashona.com. Zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Vateereri, musakanganwa kuti munokwanisawo kutibata pa 919 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Guta reFerguson mudunhu reMissouri muAmerica rapinda muzuva repiri mirizhonga ichienderera mberi mumaguta ose ari muAmerica zvichitevera danho rakatorwa neGrand Jury yemuFerguson rekuramba kumisa pamberi pedare mupurisa wechichena Darren Wilson achitongwa nemhosva yekuuraya mukomana wechidiki mutema Michael Brown munanyamavhuvhu. Mauto ebazi reNational Guard anosvika zviuru zviviri aendeswa kuFerguson kuitira kuti anodzivirira mirizhonga yakatanga nemuvhuro.
No. Mukuru weRoman Catholic Pope Francis vanoti Europe inyika yachembera inoda kuvandudza mitemo yayo inobata vekunze. Vachitaura nhasi kuparamende European Union muStrasbourg nezuro, Pope Francis vakati vanhu vekunze vanosvika zviuru zvitatu vafa vachiedza kuenda kuItaly, vakati gungwa reMediterranean harifanirwe kushandiswa senzvimbo yemarinda. VaFrancis vayambira kuti nyaya yevekunze inofanirwa kugadziriswa nenyika dzemuEurope, nekuti izvi zvakasaitwa munyika idzi munoita nhapwa dzinobatwa nenzira dzisina kunaka. Vati izvi zvinozowedzera kusawirirana kwemarudzi.
Ino iStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Anemi muchirongwa ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu nemwangu Jonga Kandemiri.
Hurumende iri kuparura mangwana urongwa hwayo hwemashandisirwo emari gore rinouya. Izvi zvichatorwa nemusi wechina muparamende negurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa. Nyanzvi munyadzi zveupfumi dzinoti vaChinamasa vakatarisana nenguva yakaoma sezvo hurumende isina mari. Vanhu vakawanda vakatarisira kunzwa kuti zvinhu zvichange zvakamira sei mubhajeti richatorwa muparamende iri. Nasi Studio 7 yapa mukana uyu kune veruzhinji kuti vatipewo maonero avo pamwe nezvavanoshuvira.
Ndonzi Tobias nenonzi ndobva kurugare. Panyaya yebhajeti mafungira angu ndeyekuti ngaive inodaidza mainvestors munyika mwedu. Kazhinji bhajeti ndiyo inotanga kutariswa kuti tiri kugona zvakadini maererano nenyika yekwedu. Tokusitarisazve taxation yacho hongu inoitwa, tinoziva ndo mutemo wenyika. But mukatarisa munoona kuti vashandi ndo varidzi veikonomi. Saka ikonomi kana vashandi vasipo hapana chinofamba. Mukatarisawo imi muri kuona kuti vashandi vacho vari kunhinginwa vari kushanda vacho havana chiri kunyanya kurangarirwa nezvacho in terms of tombo dzimwe nguva kudai ari mabonuses aya kana kudai ari maincrements aya mamakambani ane makore asina kana maincrements. Tinoziva hongu kuti tiusensa yedu kana maybe marisi yekwedu, but at the same time ine simba rekuti mukapawo munhu appreciation kunguva tenda at least zvinofadza.
Ndinoti DK ndogara kuEastview. Pamusoro penyaya yebudget, tiri kuona kuti zvatoda kuti zvipinde ipapo ndezvekuti dzimba dzinge dzichitererwawo nepraizi yakanaka, bhajeti yemvura ichipindawo ipapo ichive nemutero wakanaka, kuya pamabhini achitakurwawo achipohwo mari yekuti atakurwe, kwozouya macooperative emastands anofanira kuwawo nebhajeti ipapo vanhu vachipohwawo dzimba necouncil yeHarare. Noti kuti zvemadevelopar nezvemaconsortium tiri kuona zvichidyira vanhu mari vakawanda. Saka ndo zvandokurudzirwa kuti denho zvagonekawo pabhajeti yedu. Pane zvenyika tachikumbirawo vana vawanewo mabasa, because ukatarisa izvino muHarare council pese pese kana mutaunu yangu wamavendors angotengesera pese pese. Saka tachikumbirawo kuti mabasa awanikwe ipapo.
Mutsara wangu ndonzi Brazil Mashindo. Ndazo pabhajeti wachacapitalize sei maindustries kuzi makambani avhara gore rino iri awandisa. Sasa minister of finance tasa kuti vachauya neplan yekuti paite zvinoinvestor friend, nekuti futi makambani akavharwa aya anomuka sei kurisa tena maindustry akuvharwa.
Aya anga ari mashoko ezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvichitaura pamusoro pebudget richaturwa muparamende nehurumende mangwana.
Zvichitevera kutadza kuwana chigaro mudare reZANUPF Central Committee, veruzhinji vanoti upenyu hwemuteedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru mubato iri hwave parumananzombe. Ivan Chifera anoti panyaya inotevera.
Mutemo webato iri unobvumidza vamugabe kudoma vamwe vanhu kuti vapinde mudare repamusoro rebato iri vasina kupinda musarudzo, asi veruzhinji vanoti izvi zvichanetsa sezvo amai Mujuru vari kupomerwa mhosva yekuda kubvisa vamugabe pachigaro. Mudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika amai Grace Mugabe vari kukurudzirawo murume wavo kuti atandanise amai Mujuru. Mumwe mugari wemuHarare vaRichard Ndibatei vanoti upenyu hwaamai Mujuru hwapera muZANU PF, asi vanogona kurarama kana vamugabe vachida.
Kana vamugabe vakasarudza maimujuru kuti vapinde mucentral committee sei tevamwe vevanhu vavanobvumirwa nemubumiro remutemo rebato ravo kuti vavasarudze vapinde imomomo zvoreva kuti vanenge vachiti mudzimai wavo pesapa angachinyepa chinova chinhu chichava chinhu chakavaomera zvikuru kana ini nemi tinoagiria kuti kana mai vakataura kumba uko kuti nhikuuyu handisoda kumuona panapa zvokwadi ingava ringava dambudziko huru chaivo kuti murambe muchivane uchamwari nemunhu akadaro.
Asi mumwe mugari wemuHarare vaJeffrey Moyo vati zvichanetsa kuti vamugabe vadome amai mijuru kana tikatarisa kushungurudzwa nekushoropodzwa kwavange vachiitwa nemudzimai wavamugabe pamwe nechikwata chinotungamirwa navaEmerson Munangagwa chavari kurwisana nacho.
Zvinogona kuitika kuti vamugabe vaapoinde mai mijuru asi zvinenge zvine chikonzero chokuti vari kuona kuti mai mujuru vachisina masimba avanga vainawo. Mai mujuru atova munhu atosvibiswa nechekare nemidhia yangaishandiswa nevavengi vavo vakaita sana Jonathan Moyo nanamunangagwa. Saka vamugabe vari kutoona kuti angova mufananidzo zvavo kunyange ndikamuapointa hapachisina kana effect. Kunyange vanamutasa vachona yangova mufananidzo zvanguva zvimudhori chero zvikabva mumubato reZANU-PF.
Amai mujuru vakatadza kuwana chigaro chemucentral committee mushure mokunge vamwe mudunhu ravo remasholani central varamba kutambira magwaro avo vachiti vainge vasingadi kushanda nevanhu vari kuda kubvisa mutungamiri wenyika pachigaro. Vamwewo vakawanda vanofungidzirwa kuti vanotsigira amai mujuru vakatadzawo kuwana zvigaro mucentral committee. Veruzhinji vanoti havaoni amai mujuru nechikwata chavo vachibuda muzanu pf sezvo vanogona kusungwa kana kushungurudzwa zvakanyanya. Kutaura kudai amai mujuru nevamwe vavo vave kutopemerwa mhosva dzakasiyana siyana asi nyaya idzi hadzisati dzaiswa kumapurisa. Bato reZANU PF richaita musangano wekutsvaga vatungamiri vatsva muHarare svondo rinouya. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Sangano reshamwari yemwanasikana, rimwe remasangano anokurudzira kuremekedzwa kwekodzero dzemwanasikana, runoti uwandu hwevana vari kubhinywa nekushungurudzwa huri kuwanda. Sachigaro wesangano iri Muzvare eKenya achifamba, vanoti chiri kushungurudza veruzhinji ndechekuti mitongo iri kupiwa vari kupara mhosva idzi hausi kuenderana nemhosva yavanenge vapara. Muzvara chifamba vanoti dai hurumende yakagadzirisa izvi kuitira kuti vanobhinya vanasikana vatye kuita izvi. Muzvara chifamba vanoti vane zvirongwa zvavachange vachiita pamazuva 16 anotevera ayo achange achicherechedzwa vachitarisa kushungurudzwa kwemadzimai nevanasikana kwakatanga nezuro pasi rose. Sangano reUnited Nations Women Swimen rinoti mazuva aya achange achicherechedzwa pasi pedingindira rekuti United We End to End Violence Against Women. Marvelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 ataura namuzvare chifamba kuti tinzwei zvizere nezviri kuitika.
Tine zvirongwa zviviri zvatinazvo. Chekutanga chatiri kuti pachirungu isusu women as role models, kutora vakadzi vari kubudirira munyika medu muno vanewo zvavakasangana nazvo muupenyu zvakavakanganisa. Zvimwe zvacho zvinosanganisira kushungurudzwa nenzira dzakasiyana siyana, mungave mudzimba, mungave mukukura kwavaiita, nekuzotora zvakare vasikana vedu vachinge vari pamwe chetepo nemadzimai aya vachitaurawo nyaya dzavo dzekushungurudzika kwavanoita nematambudziko avanosangana nawo. Nekuchizoona kuti vaa pamwe chete, madzimai aya angabatsire sei vasikana ava kuti vakwanise kubva mukushungurudzwa kwavari kuitwa uku kuti vange vari panzvimbo iri pamusoro pasvikawo madzimai aya. Saka ndo chimwe chezvirongwa chacho chatiinacho. Kwozoitawo zvakare chimwe chirongwa chechipiri chatiinacho chatiri kukocherwa nebazi rinonzi reWorld Children's Prize Foundation vari kuSweden, vari kusimudzira kodzero dzevana kunyanyanyanya vanasikana. Tichitaura nyaya dzesex trade, vana vedu vari kutorwa nekushandiswa nekushungurudzwa pabonde nenzira dzakasiyana siyana munzira dzakasiyana siyana chatichange tiinacho zvakare musi wa6 December. Ndozvirongwa zvatiinazvo.
Makanyanyotarisa matambudziko ari kusangana nemwanasikana kimungati ndeapi aya pari zvino amuchange muchiedza kuti mushande nevanasikana ava kuti vawanikwe vachiwana rubatsiro?
Matambudziko atiri kuona ari kunyanyosangana nevasikana vedu anyanya kutishungurudza isusu inyaya yekushungurudzwa kwevana vasikana vedu pabonde yatiri kutaura isusu muchirungu kuti sexual abuse. Saka ndorimwe rematambudziko atiroda kuti tibatsirane toita sei tiri kuramba tichingonzwa nyaya idzi dzichiwanda. Isusu pazuva rega rega tinotosangana kazhinji kachona kana nemakesi matatu anouya evana vari kushungurudzwa.
Vanga vari mutungamiri wesangano reshamwari yemwanasikana Muzvare Kenny achifamba vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari panhare muHarare.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLife Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa zvinoreva kubatana kweMDC Renewal Team neMDC inotungamirwa navaWatchman Ncube pachiumbwa bato reUnited Movement for Democratic Change.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panhamba inoti 001-202-465-0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kuti kuti tigokufonerai.
Munogonawo kufona panhamba dzinoti 1-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure paLife Talk.
Yashika nguva yatinoverenga tsambamboshya dzenyu pamwe nematext message amatumira. Yekutanga inoti, mwakadini mukoma Jonga? Verengai message yangu, ndinorwadziwa zvikuru. Vanhu vairatidzira nezuro ndo vakauraya hama dzedu muna 2008. Nhasi voti pori wakaipa. Munyori akanganwa kutipa zita rake.
Mwanotiwo makadi yenyu vashamarari. Kutanga ndinoti rambai muchitipa nhau dzechokwadi dzamunotipa. Munotema musina kwamakarerekera. Ndimhuriserei mhuri yese yeZimbabwe ndichiti shingai zvichanaka chete. Ndini Washington Hector ndiri muHarare.
Mumwe anoti ndinotenda nekugona basa kwenyu timu yeStudio 7. Ndikwazirei wechibayamwoyo changu amai Helen. Ndini Hepson Dube kugokwe.
Mumwe anotiwo mhoroi vakomana Blessing na Jonga basa munogona rambai makadaro. Zvinhu munyika hazvichisina kumira zvakanaka. Zvava kuitika mubato reZANU PF zvava kutityisa shuwa. Vanhu voswera vachidhonzerana zvigaro pamwe tichinhonga svosve nemuromo. Mabasa muno hamuchina. Wenyu muteereri weStudio 7 kuMount Darwin angozvitanonziye LM.
Mumwe anoti tinotenda zvikuru nekutema musina divira makarerekera. Taikumbirawo kuti muwedzere nguva dzeLife Talk. Aiwa, ndinofara zvikuru nenhau dzechokwadi. Ndoda kumhoresa vose zvavo vanondiziva ndisingasiyewo sweet honey wangu Yolanda pachitown ndichiti I love you baby. Aiwa, ndatenda zvangu. Wenyu Abraham from Budiriro 4. Tinoimba sisi Yolanda. Vanzwa kwadziso yavo iyi yavatumirwa nechibayamwoyo chavo.
Aiwa, zvinodakadza. Vakomana munogona basa, rambai makadaro. Mufunge munotoita semunotepfenyura muri muno muZimbabwe nekuti nhau dzenyu dzinotiudza zvaitika nhasi chaiye. Ndinoti makorokoto kumadhimbare ose. Ko, ndege iya yekuMalaysia yekunyangadika musi wa8 March yakazoshayikwa zvachose here? Kwazisai madhimbare anoti James Machona naVirimai Gomora. Ndini muteereri wenyu Ngoni. Pedzisai stole kupikita kwaChikuku. Muchakazikwa village.
Mumwe anoti I thank you guys nenyaya dzamunotipa. Ndomhoresawo vateereri veStudio 7 mahwadaya. Ndini Michael Temberson.
Mumwe anotiwo kutanga ndino kutenda ine nhau dzechokwadi dzamunotipa. Ini ndinonzi Fatso Momberume kuchipinge kwaBagwe. Ndimhoresereiwo mudzimai wangu mai Tafadzwa. Tafadzwa Samon Chaorea nava Masare Zuva. Ndinokutendai nekuverenga tsamba yangu.
Vateereri nguva yedu ndo yaita shanje semazuva ose. Tinotirambai muchitumira tsamba dzenyu kuno kuStudio 7. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro wenhau zvakare.
MDC inotungamirwa navaWatchman Ncube yabatana nhasi zviri pamutemo neMDC Renewal Team mukuumba bato idzva rinonzi United MDC.
Makakatanwa oramba achienderera mberi mubato reZANU PF murwendo rwaro kuenda kuCongress iri kuitwa svondo rinouya.
Sangano reHarare Residents Trust rinoti harisi kutambira urongwa hunonzi huri kuda kuitwa nekanzuro yeHarare kwekuisa mamita emvura mudzimba.
Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana. Anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC.
Nenwenyu Blessing Zulu tokusiyai mina Sandra Nyera naChris Kandel.
Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, November 26th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The two opposition formations that broke away from former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's main MDC reunited today, pledging to work together to unseat President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party in the next elections.
When the struggle against Mugabe became too difficult, when it became too protracted, when it was longer than we had originally thought in 1999, some of us began to admire the tactics and the methods of ZANU-PF.
The ruling ZANU-PF party's Politburo is meeting in the capital, but it is not clear if under fire Vice President Joyce Mujuru is attending the meeting following the humiliation she has been experiencing at the hands of her party in recent times.
One thing you must understand is that over the years, ZANU-PF has become President Mugabe's party. No one can say anything against Mr. Mugabe's wishes.
And Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa is tomorrow expected to present the country's 2015 national budget, but many people doubt it will be pro-poor.
The two MDC formations that broke away from former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's main MDC today announced their reunification, pledging to work together to unseat President Robert Mugabe and his ruling ZANU-PF party in the next elections. Thomas Cheripasi has more details from the capital.
The MDC formation led by Walsh Mencube and the MDC renewal team today formed a new party that they are calling United MDC. Speaking at the reunification ceremony, interim president of the MDC renewal team, Sekai Holland, said they found it necessary to reunite in order to mount a strong challenge to ZANU-PF in the next elections and offer a solution to the economic problems afflicting many Zimbabweans today.
In that context of an engagement, I think that what we need to understand that is we aim to create a party that is predictable, definable, controllable, manageable by participating and putting in place institutions of all the mechanisms that we put together in agreement and by consensus to strengthen our democracy. Senze sisonke, tite zvinhu tiri pamwe chete.
Mude said it was also necessary for the two MDC formations to return to the founding values and principles of the opposition of 1999.
The values which, along the way, as Honorable Biti said, when the struggle against Mugabe became too difficult, when it became too protracted, when it was longer than we had originally thought in 1999, some of us began to admire the tactics and the methods of ZANU-PF. We began to mimic those very things we had come together to oppose. We began to tell each other, but in ZANU-PF, yes, because we are not ZANU-PF.
Mube led a rebellion against Tsvangirai in October 2005 over disagreements on whether to participate in the reintroduced senatorial elections, while former Finance Minister Tendai Biti also parted ways with Tsvangirai and his team after the opposition's heavy loss to ZANU-PF in last year's elections, saying the MDC needed new blood to steer its struggle for democracy forward. But independent political analyst Sidney Masamvu said all opposition forces in the country need to work together if they were to mount a strong challenge to President Mugabe and his ruling ZANU-PF party.
I think this is a very positive step in the right direction ahead of the elections. I think what we've witnessed today goes a long way, that if opposition parties coalesce together, given the rupture that is happening in the ruling party, they stand a better chance of making headway and reclaiming their political space come the 2018 elections. I believe what we've witnessed today should form the basis of a greater sort of coordination and cooperation among opposition political parties in Zimbabwe. And I look forward to the MDC renewal taking a step further in impressing all opposition parties to form a working arrangement to change the political status quo in the country.
Some civil society organizations and foreign diplomats also attended today's event. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
The ruling ZANU-PF party's Politburo is meeting in the capital today, but it is not clear if under fire Vice President Joyce Mujuru is attending the meeting. The state-controlled ZBC reported that Mrs. Mujuru was not at the ZANU-PF headquarters for the meetings, a sign that the rift between her and those calling for her ouster from the party is widening. At the same time, the page of Mrs. Mujuru's allies from the influential Central Committee continued today, with the latest victims being Technology Minister Webster Shamu and Minister in the Vice President's Office Sylvester Nguni. ZANU-PF insiders say the meeting today was aimed at finalizing constitutional reforms that will see power being concentrated in the office of the president. The president will be given powers to appoint his deputies and the party chairman in what some hardliners in the party say will end factionalism that is tearing the party apart. Nicholas Goche, who sources say is facing arrest for allegedly plotting to assassinate President Robert Mugabe, told Studio 7 that he was not at liberty to comment. Political analyst Joy Mabenge of Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that giving the president more powers will not solve the factional disputes in ZANU-PF.
One thing you must understand is that over the years, ZANU-PF has become President Mugabe's party. No one can say anything against Mr. Mugabe's wishes. But what you must understand really about concentrating power in Mr. Mugabe's hands is that it is a self-correcting measure. Everybody knows that the chaos that we are seeing today, it is because of the failure by his first secretary, Mr. Mugabe, to deal decisively with the succession issue. But also it is because of the first secretary's fear of his own lieutenants, to the point that he doesn't trust anyone other than his own family. That's why he even brought my Grace Mugabe much closer.
But what is the future of Vice President Joyce Mujuru and her backers in the party?
Well, her backers are clearly out of influential position. As for the Vice President Joyce Mujuru, Mugabe has always played these factions against each other. So he may let a good number of those that are associated with my Mujuru fall by the wayside. But when it comes to my Mujuru, he may choose to be magnanimous and choose to play a balancing act, but Emai Mujuru, that the provincial electorate directorate of ZANU-PF rejected, I mean, it only tells you that it is going to be a severely weakened Emai Mujuru. His second option is to get done once and for all with the vice president and let her sink. But the only way that you can let her sink is to let the allegations of corruption, misuse and abuse of office, to let the course of law take its course so that he is not seen to be the one who would have victimized the Vice President, my Jerusalem.
Political analyst Joy Mabenge of the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
Men Meanwhile, still with ZANU-PF, ordinary Zimbabweans who for the past month have watched with intrigue the unfolding ZANU-PF soap opera led by First Lady Grace Mugabe's verbal attacks on Vice President Joyce Mujuru to the Deputy President's failure to get a seat in the party's influential central committee, say it looks like Vice President Joyce Mujuru's political career is all but over in the ruling party. Only President Robert Mugabe can revive her career, many opined in interviews with Studio 7 today. Correspondent Ivan Chifera hears more from the capital.
Ms. Mujuru has been under siege following First Lady Grace Mugabe's call to her husband to court baby dump her at the party's congress next week, alleging she is corrupt, inept, and was plotting to remove Mr. Mugabe from office at the beginning of the year. No one would have written the script that continues to unfold in ZANU-PF, especially that Ms. Mujuru would fail to gain a seat on the party's powerful organ, the Central Committee. Ms. Mugabe has urged Ms. Mujuru during a so-called Meet the People rally to apologize to her husband for her alleged transgressions. Now it appears her fate is all but sealed, with Mr. Mugabe expected to appoint his deputies at next week's Congress. But according to the ZANU-PF Constitution, Mr. Mugabe can still appoint her to the party's Central Committee, with some arguing President Mugabe will try to keep Ms. Mujuru close despite dumping her from the vice presidency. But many city residents told Studio 7 this is unlikely, given that Ms. Mujuru, who until recently was tipped to succeed President Robert Mugabe, has been accused of plotting to oust him from office. Harare resident Richard Ndibate says, with what the First Lady has been saying, it will be a tough time for President Mugabe to appoint Ms. Mujuru.
It's going to be a very difficult or maybe a delicate balancing act for President Robert Mugabe, because he has his wife to contend with at home, on whom I think now, as a 90-year-old, he is relying upon, particularly in the governance of the country. And he calls for Mujuru to be baby dumped, to use their language, could be like a family chat that was discussed at home.
Jeffrey Moyo says even if Ms. Mujuru is appointed, she will return to the Central Committee a weaker politician.
It is possible that Mugabe may consider Mujuru, but at the same time, he will be knowing that he has managed to weaken your position. He has managed to get rid of all the other officials who were sympathizing with him in the party. Mm-hmm.
Ms. Mujuru lost a seat in the Central Committee after her home province of Mashonaland Central declined a nomination, saying it did not want to be associated with anyone facing charges of trying to topple the president. Several of her allies around the country have also fallen by the wayside. While others sympathize with Ms. Mujuru, others like this one resident who declined to be named said she was also partly responsible for the serious economic problems Zimbabwe is facing.
I don't sympathize with Joyce Mujuru because she's part of the ZANU-PF, she's been eating with ZANU-PF, she's one of the major contributors to this poverty and these challenges we are facing as a nation. So whatever is going to happen to her, that's it. I don't sympathize with her.
Asked whether they thought ZANU-PF could split as a result of the ongoing problems, many residents felt Ms. Mujuru and her allies should not leave ZANU-PF as they risk worse persecution if they pulled out.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a matter of just dropping out those unruly elements and keeping the part of the people who are committed.
The state has been accusing Ms. Mujuru of involvement in shady deals as calls for her ouster from a faction allegedly led by a rival for the president in ZANU-PF led by Justice Mnangagwa grew louder. The Mnangagwa faction currently seems to be enjoying the support of the First Family, with Mnangagwa himself tipped to take over as one of the country's vice presidents after next week's Congress. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Coming up,
a peak review or preview at Zimbabweans' wishes in the 2015 national budget.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
The Midwestern U.S. town of Ferguson saw a second night of unrest and solidarity demonstrations were held nationwide to protest a grand jury's decision not to indict a white police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black teenager. More than 2,000 National Guard soldiers have been deployed in Ferguson, Missouri, to guard against fresh racially charged riots which broke out late Monday after it was announced that charges would not be filed against Officer Darren Wilson. VOA's Aisha Tazim, who is in Ferguson, says there has been no repeat of the widespread looting that was seen on the first night of the protest when over a dozen buildings were set on fire. A tense moment occurred late yesterday when a group of protesters smashed the windows and set fire to a police car in front of Ferguson City Hall.
A gunman opened fire on a polio vaccination team in southwestern Pakistan today, killing at least four people and wounding several others. Police say that three female health workers are among the dead. The incident occurred in Quetta, the capital of violence-hit Baluchistan province.
And activists say the death toll from Syrian airstrikes on the Islamic State group's main city of Raqqa has risen to at least 95 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says yesterday's attacks on an industrial area and popular market near the city's museum also injured at least 120 people. The Syrian Observatory, which has documented casualties throughout Syria's nearly four-year civil war, said the dead include at least 52 civilians. It did not specify how many militants, if any, were killed.
The Harare Residents Trust says it is against the installation of prepaid water meters that the Harare City Council intends to introduce in the capital. Harare Residents Trust Director Precious Shumba says the move by the council is unconstitutional. Water, he says, is a human right. But Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni told Studio 7 that the move is no longer avoidable, as it is the biggest option that can help the local authority to collect revenue to ensure constant water supply in the city. Manyenyeni said the local authority will, however, look at ways to make sure the poor are protected. He said Harare residents should be clear on whether they are against water meters or paying for the water coming through their taps. But Shumba tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri that the council wants to privatize water by installing the prepaid meters.
The Harare Residents Trust, from preliminary investigations and interviews with the residents from the high-density areas and low-density areas, has received mixed signals. The majority of Harare residents in high-density areas are objecting to the introduction of prepaid meters because they believe this will increase the cost of water, and the city of Harare has not fully explained why they wanted to introduce prepaid water meters. It would appear that those in the low-density areas who have not received the municipal water believe that the introduction of prepaid water meters will actually enhance their chances of accessing municipal water.
There are also some who think that by installing prepaid water meters, the council is privatizing water. Do you agree with this?
We fully agree. Because the introduction of prepaid water meters, there's need to recover the investment in terms of the installation and the technology.
That was Director Precious Shumba of the Harare Resident Trust speaking from Harare with Studio 7 reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
Meanwhile, the Bulawayo City Council says it is going ahead with installing prepaid water meters in the city as directed by the government, beginning with Cowdery Park Sebab as a pilot project, despite a protest by Bulawayo residents last week against the move. This came out at a meeting organized by the National Youth Development Trust in Bulawayo today, where the youths grilled the local authority officials from the finance and engineering departments on the project, which they say undermines people's rise to water as they cannot afford to pay in advance for the service due to economic hardships. National Youth Development Trust Programs Officer Alfred Ngube tells reporter Sandekile Mhlanga his organization will hold more consultative meetings on the issue.
Yeah, young people wanted clarity straight from the council, because since this policy issue has been talked about, no council official has engaged young people or the residents to give clarity on what exactly is this animal called prepaid water meters and what is the intention of the animal.
Are you doing this in solidarity with the marches that were staged in the city last week?
NYDT was part of the organization that organized the march against the prepaid water meters. So it is a follow-up by young people who are also part of the residents of the city of Bulawayo that they needed more clarity.
What came out of this meeting and what's your next step?
The young people queried that the people who are residing at Salani Gutle Culture Park are the people who were affected by Operation Mrambatswina. So if you are introducing a prepaid water meter to a basic human right, which is water, what are you saying to a person who can't even afford to send their kid to school to get basic primary health care? Council officials said they have no capacity anymore to deal with, to address the challenge which was started by the government of allocating people houses without servicing the land. So it's difficult for them to install pipes. So there is no other way around except to introduce the prepaid water meter system.
That was the National Youth Development Trust Programs Officer Alfred Ncube speaking with Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa is tomorrow expected to present the country's 2015 national budget, but many people doubt it will be pro-poor as the government is struggling to raise money for various programs. Gibbs Dube has more details.
Economists and ZANU-PF activists who spoke to Studio 7 said the minister has little room to increase taxes to boost revenues owing to the poor performance of industries that are experiencing low production levels hovering at just over 30%. They say Chinamasa may make marginal tax increases in beer and cigarette imports in an effort to increase the revenue base. Almost 80% of the current 4.4 billion budget caters for the government's wage bill. Chinamasa projected in 2013 that the Zimbabwe economy will grow by 6%, a figure that has been downgraded by the country and finance institutions like the International Monetary Fund to just over 2.5%. The IMF indicated recently that conditions remain difficult in Zimbabwe due to liquidity constraints and inconsistent investment policies. Independent economist Anthony Hawkins says Chinamasa faces serious problems as he tries to come out with a pro-poor budget.
There's very little fiscal space, very little scope to raise taxes, and with 80 to 90% of expenditure going on wages, and government having already said it's not going to cut the wage bill in the short term.
Hawkins says the minister is unlikely to increase individual taxes, adding that Chinamasa needs to tackle and clarify indigenization policies in order to attract foreign direct investment.
And the problem, as we all know, is that we need to have much more investment, a much higher growth rate, and create jobs for people. That's the best way to attack the poverty problem.
Economic commentator Rejoice Ngwenya of the Liberal Market Solutions echoed the same sentiments.
Every country will always have revenue. The question being, how do you cut public expenditure in line with the revenue that you get? This is why you find that in other countries like Malawi and other highly impoverished countries. So this is why I insist that he has to be brave enough to reduce the cut government expenditure, ensure that he guarantees inflows through exports.
ZANU-PF activist Morris Ngwenya was also less optimistic about the minister's capacity to present a pro-poor budget.
I think it would be a very difficult budget to present, considering that this past week there were reports that the government had a budget deficit of quite a large amount of money. Most importantly, the minister would try to cushion the majority who are poor, considering that our unemployment rates are very high. Those who are employed are really finding it difficult, perhaps in terms of taxes.
Ngwenya said the minister should allocate funds to small businesses, which he says are run by hundreds of Zimbabweans. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Gibbs Dube.
And from Harare, our correspondent spoke with a number of Zimbabweans on what they are expecting from the budget tomorrow.
My name is Sibion George Mugadzaweta. I come from Kambuzuma. What I would like to be included in the budget is the school fees must be cut since our economy is not functioning well. Plus, old age must be given money every month, and is what is happening in South Africa. Those are my views.
My name is Aliso Tara from Shitongweza. My view on budget is that the government should first and more foremost, there should be transparency. And the second thing is there is no job creation in Zimbabwe, so they should create more jobs in the country. They should also look on the youth, because now more crimes are being done because of jobless people, and we go to school and no jobs are be found. So we die with our degrees and no jobs to be found. So we need more jobs in Zimbabwe.
I'm Eugenia Teira from Glenview. What I think for the budget of tomorrow, the presentation on education, enough budget to education in order for our children to receive adequate provision on education. We don't need teachers to go to strike, because our children is our future leaders. So if they get disturbed from school, their future will get disturbed again. And in health, most of the innocent people are dying just because of less budget to the health in order for the doctors not to strike.
Tune in tomorrow for extensive coverage of the Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa's 2015 national budget.
Lastly, Chris, a child rights activist group, Shamari Manaskana, director Ekenia Chifamba, says the country's justice system should change and mete out stiffer sentences to child abusers, which she says are on the increase in the country. The number of young girls being sexually abused and facing other forms of abuse in the country is on the rise, she says. Speaking with Marvelous Ntlanganyawie on the second day of the 16 days of activism targeting violence against women, she said family members should report to the police every form of abuse that their young girls are going through. Let's hear what she had to say earlier on with Marvelous Mtlanganyawie.
We've got two programs that we're going to be having in commemoration for the 16 days of activism. The first one is called Women as Role Models. Women as Role Models is a program where we're having women, we have made it through the top, those key successful figures. And also they will be sharing their stories, stories that include their past, how some of them were abused, how some of them were disadvantaged, but at the end of the day made it to the top. We're also going to have our girls in the same room sharing their stories, also the challenges that they are facing in general, and also cases of abuse that they have encountered. And this program also gives the women the space and time to see how best they can also assist these girls with how they have made it to the top in different ways, maybe offering psychosocial support and at times also even resources to see these girls on top. And then we also have another program which will be sponsored by the World Children's Rights Foundation, in which we'll be launching the Children's Rights Platform, involving the chiefs, the headmen, the education sector, the community at large, as well as girls and also boys.
That was the director of Shamari Mwanasikana, Ekenia Chifamba, speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanganyawie from Harare.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when our host will discuss with experts and you, the listeners, about the two MDC factions reuniting.
To join the discussion, please text us at 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios.
Now we take a look at today's top stories.
The two opposition MDC formations that broke away from former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's MDC formation reunited today, pledging to work together to unseat President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party in the next national elections.
The ruling ZANU-PF party's Politburo is meeting in the capital, but it is not clear if under fire Vice President Joyce Mujuru is attending the meeting following the humiliation she has been experiencing at the hands of her party in recent times.
And Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa is tomorrow expected to present the country's 2015 national budget, but many people doubt it will be pro-poor. So please remember to tune in tomorrow for the full coverage of the 2015 national budget.
That's our broadcast this evening.
Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington.
And I'm Chris Gande wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Bonga Chris Losandra li chona njani mthokazi omuhle yikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 26 ngolwezi 2014 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emweni ngenjabulo muntu ngamile inkomo
lo sithandekile mhlanga
endabeni zethu lamhlanje
umsebenzi wonke okhona okukhokhelwa lugwalo oluthiwa i-reunification agreement of the movement for democratic change formation ugwalo lolu lumumethele ukuthi umsebenzi lowo uzaphathwa njani.
Kusungulwa ibandla elitsha elibizwa ngokuthi United Movement for Democratic Change elibunjwa ngomanyana kwebandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa umnumzana Weshime Ncube lele-renewal team elibikwa likhokhelwa umnumzana Tendai Biti.
Mbona lokhu kuzakwenza ukuthi ngesikhathi kusiywa ku-Congress abe engaselamandla njalo nxa ukuthi angabuyela afakwe ku-Congress okungaba licebo elihle kakhulu nxa umgabe engakwenza lokuthi amphendukise ku-cabinet.
Idale leZANU-PF Politburo liyahlangana sikhuluma nje lihlaziya okuchiyeneyo okugoqela okuguqulwa kwesisekelo saleli bandla okuzanika uMongameli Mgabe amandla okukhetha abasekeli bakhe bobabili kanye lomgcini sihlalo webandla.
Iinhlanganiso ezilwela ilungelo labesifazana zisola impi yamazwi ebakhona phakathi kwabesifazana bethengi besetshenziswa ngabesilisa njengalokho okwenzakala kubandla leZANU-PF.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ibandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Weshime Ncube le-MDC Renewal asebambene abumba ibandla linye elibizwa ngokuthi yi-United Movement for Democratic Change. Abakhokheli bamacele omabili bazise ngenyathelo leli namhla emhlanganweni abawenzele eHarare lapho abasayinelane khona isivumelwano esizalandelwa ukubambanisa ingatsha zamacele omabili ngaphambilini komhlangano wokukhetha abakhokheli bebandla leli ngomnyaka ozayo. Abasayine isivumelwano lesi ngomkhokheli we-MDC umnumzana Weshime Ncube ngokwakhe lo mkhokheli we-Renewal unkosikazi Sekai Holland. Sixhume isiphathamandla saleli bandla sebandla elitsha leli obeyisikhulumeli se-MDC kaNcube umnumzana Nhlanhla Dube.
Ahlangeneke amabandla omabili kulamaqula akade efinyelela ku-5,000 abantu. Okade kusenzakala-ke ukuthi ugwalo ekade siphatheke ngalo sisenza inkulumo ezokuthi sihlanganise amabandla la omabili abe libandla elilodwa sisayinwe-ke ukuze sibulwe yilo ugwalo oluqala umsebenzi lokuqondisa umsebenzi wokuhlanganisa amabandla la omabili ukuze sisebenzele ukuthi siyofika e-Congress esizakwenza-ke ukukhetha ubukhokheli bebandla elizaphuma lilibandla elilodwa. Kusukisela namhla-ke ntungamili umsebenzi wonke okhona ukhokhelwa lugwalo oluthiwa i-reunification agreement of the movement
for Democratic Change Formations ukwalolulumumetheke ukuthi umsebenzi lo uzaphathwa njani lokuthi sizathatha aphamanyathelo ukwenzela ukuthi sise siyofika kuCongress ezasikhethela ke ubukhokheli obuzakhokhela leli bandla.
Kuyini likuthembisa uZulu babadube kanye labalandeli bamabandla omabili?
Esikuthembisa uZulu ibuqotho bompolitiki, ubuqotho bompolitiki osokulahlekile eZimbabwe. Sikonqosela kakhulu ukuthi thina inkulumo yokuphatha kuhle abantu, yokuphatha kuhle umsebenzi kaZulu, ayisingxoxo kuphela, ayisiyo nto esifisa ukuthi siyikhulume ngoba sidinga usekelo lwabantu ekhethweni. Kodwa inkulumo esiyikhulumayo sisitsho amanyathela esibona engani aqakathekile ukuthi siwathathe ukuthi sifike ekutheni iZimbabwe ithole ukukhululeka emnothweni, ithole ukukhululeka ekuhlaleni kuhle okugcweleyo.
Umnumzana Nhlanhla Dube, isikhulumeli sebandla le-United MDC.
Idale leZANU-PF Politburo liyahlangana sikhuluma nje lihlaziya okuchiyeneyo okugoqela ukuguqulwa kwesisekelo saleli bandla ukuzanika uMongameli Mugabe amandla okukhetha abasekeli bakhe bobabili kanye lomgcini sihlalo webandla. UNkosikazi Mujuru, yena onqotshwe kukhetho lokungena kudale leCentral Committee yaleli bandla izolo, ubikwa engahambanga kulo mhlangano. Iziphathamandla zaleli bandla eziningi ezibikwa zisekela uMjuru lazo ziqhubeka zisuswa ezikhundleni ngabantu abasekela uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Sixhume ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda.
Mbona njengendlela esifisiloku siyitsho thina emavikini amalutshwana asedlulile ukuthi hhayi ngendlela uMjuru ngayo njalo ahambise ngayo izinto zakhe zepolitiki kukhanye ngani usehlulekile njalo uzaqhubeka kakhulu. Ngibone ngani lokhu uqhubeka nje lokhu ugcwalisele ukuthi hhayi waphambanisa ukuthi yena waqala ngokuthi azame ukuthola isupport ebantwini la kuma-province engayanga lapho kutholakala khona amandla. Ngibona ngani lapho aphambanisa khona njalo lokhu sokutshengisela ukuthi laba abaphezulu abanjengabo Mugabe babadonsa izintambo sebekwenze kwabazimu ukuthi aqhubekele phambili. Ngibona ngani mina njalo useyale lokhu ephuza njalo ukuthi azame ukukhumisana umlotha labantu bakaMnangagwa njalo lo nkosikazi kaPresident Mugabe uMrs. Mugabe. Ngibona lokhu kuza kwenza ukuthi ngesikhathi kusiywa kuCongress ave engasela amandla njalo nxa ukuthi angabuyela afakwe kuCongress okungaba licebo elihle kakhulu nxa uMugabe engakwenza lokhu ukuthi amphendukise kuCabinet. Kodwa la nxa emphendukisa kuCabinet uyabe semphendukisa ngendlela leyo yokuthi yena akasela amandla, usengumuntu nje omelele ukuthi akula ngakwenza ngaphandle kokuthi uPresident Mugabe vuma. Ngibone ngani lokhu sokumfaka esibangeni esizimba kakhulu kodwa esiba sihle kakhulu nxa ukhangela usecele likaMnangagwa kwezepolitiki.
Bakhona abathi uNkosikazi Mjuru ngabe uyazibumbela elakhe ibandla aphume kuZANU-PF labantu bakhe. Ubona kusenzakala yini lokhu njalo ubona engathola usekelo oluningi?
Ngibone ngani lokhu ukuthi kungenzakala singakuthi ngesikhiwa thina 50-50 kodwa nxa yena uMrs. Mjuru engakwenza lokhu ngibona mani engani kungaba licebo elibi kakhulu elingeke libuye limsebenzele. Phela lokhu sokuke kwazanywa ezikhathini eziningi kakhulu uMnumzana uMjuru akalayo isupport efana lele yayilotekere kumbe labanye obangu-Secretary General wako waphuma kuZANU. Njalo uTekere phuma kuZANU kwakungelenye iparty eqinileyo ephikisayo ngesikhathi lesi esinje thina sithi nxa sikhangela kwezepolitiki sithi i-political space ekhona eZimbabwe imbithwane kakhulu nxa ufuna ukuthi kube lelinye iqembu kumbe eliphathekayo kwezepolitiki.
UMnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda, ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe, sixoxelaye eseBhilitane.
Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo abesifazana sezisole kakhulu ukukhulumisana kubi phakathi kwabesifazana kwezombusazwe besetshenziswa ikakhulu ngabesilisa njengalokho okwenzakala kubandla leZANU-PF. Kuvika intatheli yethu uMavis Gama.
Lokhu kuphuma emhlanganweni lentathela izindaba owenziwe izinhlanganiso eziyisithupha ezisebenza ndawonye kumanyano wokuthuthukisa inhlelo zokusebenzelana kwabesifazane ekuthini baphatheke labo enhlelweni ezikhankasela ukuthula elizweni. Inhlanganiso ezikulumanyano zibalisa iMsasa Project, the Women's Trust, Female Students Network, Nyaunure Community Trust, Zimbabwe Young Women Network for Peace Building, kanye leyePhadare enkundleni Men's Forum, eziqhuba limikhankaso ngokuphathiswa ngabenhlanganiso yeDaikonia. Unkosazana Jane Moyo ngomunye walabo bekade bekulomhlangano eze njengesakhamuzi seHarare engamelanga lihlanganiso. Uthuma Moyo okunye okudanisayo yikuba kukhona obandlululo enhlelweni eziqhutshwa kunhlangothi ezehlukeneyo zelizwe bengekho abesifazane okumele babe khona lapho kuhlelwa inhlelo eziqondane labo.
Ama-organization bathatha into leyi njengento yokuthi yi-personal thing eyokuba positive, but yinto emele incede abanye abaphakathi ngale. Yethu kulabanye abesifazane abafuna ukuncedakala abaphakathi abakwanisi ukuthi bephume ngapha ngoba abanikezwi ithuba lona lelo.
Uqhubeka ethi uMamoyo ulethemba lokuba izaba khona inguquko kulokho kubandlululana ngesikhathi lezinhlanganiso ziqhuba inhlelo zazo, kakhulukazi ngalesi sikhathi kuqhutshwa imikhankaso yokuluqeda udlakela phakathi kwabesilisa labesifazane lwe-16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. Lo mhlangano lentathela izindaba uza njengezinye zenhlelo eziqoqwe ngaphansi kwemikhankaso yensuku ezilitshumi lasithupha yokulwisana lokuqeda kodlakela phakathi kwabesilisa labesifazane. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Uhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngokuthethwa kwamacala iJudicial Service Commission soluthule indawo ezintathu eBhinga, iNkayi leVictoria Falls ezokuthi kwakhiwe imithethwandaba emitsha isekelwa nguhulumende weDenmark ukuze ukuthethwa kwamacala kuqhutshwe ngemfanelo langokuphangisa. UNothando Sibanda usipha lolu daba.
Unkosikazi Magugu Nkolomi oyisakhamuzi uthi ama-victim friendly courts yindlela enhle yokuthi abesifazana labantwana bathole usizo ngoba indaba yonakala emapholiseni angelasineke sokukhulumisana labantu abadlwanguliweyo nxa bethe bayadinga uncedo. Uthi esikhathini esiningi basuka babuzwe imibuzo enzima phakathi kokaZulu okusuka kubafake ihlazo kubazwise ubuhlungu ngamandla, kodwa lokhu kulakho ukuphela ngoba amapholisa asebenza ku-victim friendly unit azafundiswa ukuthi aphathe njani abantu.
But lanxa esifuna ukuthi ahambe yoripoti emapholiseni ngale ufika ubuzwa e-charge office awusoze ube interviewed privately. Bacina besehluleka komama futhi ucina sengathi lamapholisa kuyabahlekisa, bacina sebesehluleka lokuthi ba-report ama-cases anjalo bese sibona ukuthi khonokhana kubenza bebe more vulnerable ku-HIV and AIDS.
Unkosikazi Ndlovu uthi imithethwandaba eseduze eyakhwe ngendlela izenza amacala athethwe eduzane kuthi lezakhamizi zibe kwazi ukuthi icala elithile eladalwa endaweni yabo limiswe phambi kukamantshi lokuthi impumela yiphi. Uthi kwesinye isikhathi amacala ayabe ethethwe khatshana kuthi lanxa ummangalelwa efumanwe engelacala izakhamizi zisale zingasuthisekanga ngoba zingabonanga ukuqhutshwa kodaba lwakhe.
Kuyanceda lasezigabeni khona ngalo ukuthi abantu nxa kuyikuthi benze icala kungabe lo ngamakhangaroo courts kugcine ezinye amacala egcine engasazi ukuthi alokhu esisekhona kumbe saphela. It's a very good development in the sense ukuthi umuntu oyenza icala then abantu bayasebekwazi ukuthi hayi isigwebo sakhe sesiyenziwe njalo lokuthi labo ababewonelwe labo bakhululeke impilo ziqhubekele ziyaphambili.
I-JSC ngaphansi kohlelo lolu lohulumende weDenmark seyayakha imithethwandaba emitsha eGuruve, eMthoko, eMrewa, eNorton kanye le-Eskodini. Ngemva kokwakha eNkayi eBhinga leVictoria Falls kukhangelelwe ukuthi umsebenzi ofanayo uqale eLubane. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingunothando Sibanda.
Izifundi zithi lanxa amalungelo azo evikelwa isisekelo sombuso esitsha, amakolishi aqhubeka esephula amalungelo lawa. Kubika intatheli yethu uMark Peter Ntambe.
Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yezifundi eZimbabwe National Students Unions NASU umnumzana Gilbert Mutubuki uthi izifundi ezifika kweziyisithupha zimiswe izifundo ekolitshini leyunivesithi yeZimbabwe lonyaka. Ezilitshumi lambili zamiswa eNational University of Science and Technology NUST. Ezilitshumi lane zamiswa eMorgenstern Teachers College kulolu daba okuyinto engamukelekiyo. Umsekeli womkhokheli weStudent Representative Council yeYunivesithi yeZimbabwe umnumzana Gift Austin Siziba uthi uhulumende kukhanya esesabela ukulungisisa amalungelo ezifundi.
Uhulumende uyakwazi ukuthi ukukhulula ama students, which is a freedom of expression and the academic freedom okuyiyo ekuconstitution yeZimbabwe, which is section 61, kodwa iyakwazi ukuthi enga implementwa engafakwa kuzaba a problem to security yelizwe. That's why ama students afisa ama problem endaweni ezinye zokuzi expressa. Ama students okunjalo futhi ahlangana lezinduku mayelana lokufunda ekufundeni kwethu kathesi ukuthi umuntu yakwansi ukuxotshwa isikolo kungazange kube lama procedures.
Unobhala jikelele weziNASU umnumzana Makomborero Haruzivishe uthi baphakathi komsebenzi wokufundisana lezifundo ukuba bazi ngamalungelo abo, bekhuthaze uhulumende ukusekela le misebenzi yezifundo kubhajethi ezayo kunye lokuthi amasilabhasi aguqulwe ngoba lezifundo abazifundayo sezizindala zingasahambelani lezikhathi. Umnumzana Thomas Gamore oyisufunde eUniversity yeZimbabwe uthi udaba lwezindlu ezihlala izifundi lalo lumele lulungisiswe.
Yakho modesini inika opart 1 labo part final, kodwa lisayaficithi kula bantwana from around Harare abagcina bethwala irezi bengo part 1 kumbe bengo part final, kodwa silomntwana ovela eCholojo yaficithi umntwana ovela eCholojo engu part 2 yaswela irezi, kodwa sifica umntwana labazali abahlala eMount Pleasant ngezinye isikhathi ethola leyo residence. Thina sithi akungezelelwe ama hostels abakhona akhomodate abantwana, njalo kube le provision eyenza ukuthi kucace ukuthi umuntu ovela khatshana athole first preference compared to umuntu from local.
Usiziba uthi bona njengenhlanganiso emela izifundi izama ngamandla wonke ukuba lolu daba lulungisiswe, kugoqela lokuphathiswa kwezifundi eziswelayo kuleli college.
Abanye babuya bevela endaweni ezikhatshana njengabo Cholocho, Plumtree, Bedbridge, Manicaland and so forth, indawo ezikhatshana. Kodwa iuniversity ayikwanisi ukuaccommodate bonke abantu labo. Kodwa thina njengabamele ama-students sizamile imizamo eminingi enjengoku-engage abantu abaku-private sector ukuthi ba-try ukuhelp ama-students in terms of ukuthi sithole indawo ezihlanzekileyo njalo ezi-right ukuthi ama-students ethole indawo zokuhlala.
Ikolitshi leyunivesithi yeZimbabwe elilezindlu ezenela izifundi ezizinkulungwane ezintathu kuphela, lona ikolitshi lilezifundi ezedlula inkulungwane ezilitshumi lantathu 13,000, okutsho ukuba inkulungwane ezilitshumi zisala zimele zizidingele indawo zokuhlala endaweni ezitshiyeneyo. Sithole okhokhela leli kolitshi uSifundo Levi Nyakura engekho ehofisini ukuba sizwe icele lakhe kulolu daba. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Ikhansili yakobulawayo ithi izaqhubekela phambili ngohlelo lwama-prepaid water meters lona oluzaqalisa ilokitsheni le-Country Park lanxa izakhamizi zaleli dolobho zatshengisela ngeviki edluleyo zisola lolu hlelo. Lokho kuphume emhlanganweni wobuqoqo inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abatsha e-National Youth Development Trust lamuhla leziphathamandla zekhansili yaleli dolobho eholu ye-Stanley Square kobulawayo. Amalunga alinhlanganiso agcizelele kulomhlangano ukuthi abantu abalamali yokubhadalela amanzi bengakawasebenzisi ngenxa yokuba lukhuni komnotho welizwe. Ngeviki edluleyo izakhamizi zakobulawayo siqoqe ukutshengisela ngokufola okulokuthula kuleli dolobho zisola lolu hlelo zisithi akufanelanga ukuthi uhulumende asungule lolu hlelo ngesikhathi amafekithali ivalwa kuleli dolobho labantu bengalamsebenzi. Ukuze sizwe okuningi okwenzakale emhlanganweni walamuhla sixoxe lesiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-National Youth Development Trust umnumzana Alfred Ncube.
nxa umuntu ngamfakela ukuthiwa i prepaid meter yamagesi angaya sebenzisa iloba inkuni kumbe ikhasi kanti amanzi nxa esephelile abe sephelile kakula ngeyindlela. Njalo abantu laba abahlala kohlalani kuhle nabantu abadilizela izindlu ngomnyaka ka-2004-05 nguhulumende abangenelisiyo abanye bangikhona lokuthola ezempilakahle kabenelise ukuthumela abantwana ezikolo kakukanti njalo sikhangela lezinto ezijene zomnotho. Njalo abontanga bathe bona bananzelela ukuthi ama-industry akobulawa avalwa. So nxa ukhansil esithuza athengisa amanzi ngalolo hlobo uthi abantu imali bazayithatha ngathi njengoba nabantu bengasebenzi.
Yona i-council i-10 inikeza izizathu bani ngokuqakatheka kwalolu hlelo?
Abade bemele ukhansili bathe bona lokhu abazakwenza kuthiwa yi-pilot project ye-County Park ngoba bekuba nzimele ukuthi bangakhonektha njani amanzi ezindlini ezakhiwa emhlabathini ongaseviswanga ezinye zakhiwa emadwaleni kakula ndlela yokufaka lamaphayiphi amanzi. Kukanti njalo le ndlela izindlu ezakheke ngayo kunzima ukuba connecta. So bazama ukuthi amamitha la engxenye indlela ukuthi bangathola imali ukuthi at the same time beservise ngale. I-explanation yangkhona ibingani ayiphumi kuhle. Ontanga bababuzile njalo ukuthi kanti imali yokuthenga amamitha la bathatha ngaphi and babe connecta amaphayiphi. Basebesithi bona-ke hhayi amamitha bawadonethelwa ngelinye idoni elalibazwela.
Ingcazelo lezi elizamukeleyo liyakwenzani ngazo? Lidinga nje ulwazi mbe kukhona elifuna ukukwenza?
Bekuyindlela yokudinga ulwazi njengabasakhulayo kodwa hhayi sizaqhubeka ngalawa ma-consultations sizwe ukuthi abantu bona bathini. Bathilo njalo ntanga ukuthi hhayi thina liyakhumbula ngalwana umnyaka u-injiniya Mtezo owayengumminista wamanzi owayesithi ufuna ukuthatha amanzi kabulawayo awase kuzinwa. Basebebakhumbuza ukuthi liyakhumbula ukuthi selwa lani bantu bekhansilini ukuthi hhayi amanzi awobulawayo awangaphiwa izinwa ngoba izinwa yehlulekile njalo amanzi abeyingxenye yenzuzo kamazayi. Umele ukhansili wasesithi hhayi lokho ngoke-County Park. Basebesithi hhayi-ke thina lingasehlukanisi lithi u-County Park ngubulawayo, okwenzakala e-County Park kwenzakala kobulawayo. Ngakho-ke hhayi amamitha kasiwafuni.
Lo mnumzana Alfred Ncube isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-National Youth Development Trust obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe eziningi zithi kaziboni umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa ephuma loluhlu lokusetshenziswa kwemali yelizwe i-National Budget kusasa ekhangelane lenhlupho zikaZulu. Abakhulumele Studio 7 namhla bathe kuzaba nzima ukuthi uChinamasa adinge imali yenhlelo zikaZulu ngesikhathi amankampani amaningi evalwa ngenxa yokwehluleka ukwenza impahla ethe xaxa yokuthengisa. Abanye bacabangela ukuthi uChinamasa uzakhuphula kancane imithelo yegwayi lotshwala uthengwa kwamanye amazwe ukwenzela ukuthi avuselele isikhwama semali kahulumende. UChinamasa oyethula uluhlu lwemali yokusetshenziswa elizweni nyakenye wayekhangelele ukuthi umnotho ukhule ngesilinganiso sokuyisithupha ekhulwini i-6% ngomnyaka ka-2014. Kodwa lokhu akwenzakalanga njalo umnotho othuthuke nge-2.6% kuphela lonyaka. Inhlanganiso ye-International Monetary Fund isanda kubika ukuba ilizwe lithwele nzima ngokudinga imali yokuqhuba inhlelo ezijiyeneyo. Ziningi izizalwane zeZimbabwe esicabanga ukuthi loba kunjalo uChinamasa uzazifaka emcabangweni wakhe nxa esethula uluhlu lwe-budget. Sixoxele uZulu eHarare ngokuza kwethulwa nguChinamasa. Asizweni ukuthi bathini.
Mina ngunkosikazi nje ndandlala eWarren Park D. Mina ngikukhangeleleyo ukuthi kube uyenzwa i-budget yethu. Ngikhangelele ukuthi basilungisele amanzi aclean ngoba liyakwazi ukuthi imikhuhlane kathi siminingi amanzi angcolile balithi. Nambona ngani imali esiyikhiphayo kumele sibe kwazi ukuthi isebenzayo. ngoba kathe sivele siphonga ukhipha imali okunyakho yenzi akula ma review lokho yanokukuthwalizibi akungceya abathwala abantu becina becithi bechisa amapampa umoya ehamba ebantwini bona abantu bonke sebehlaselwa ngemikhuhlane yabo TB amanzi nkosi yami amanzi yiwasikhathazile so imali yethu nxamanxa sikhipha sicela ukuthi imali le isebenze isiklinela amanzi.
Mina igama lami ngumavela Sikhumalo ngihlala eChitungwiza njalo nisebenza le Chitungwiza Residence Trust ngingudirector khona ngale. Umbono wami mina mbona ukuthi ibudget lalonyaka lingafocusa more on social service delivery kunganceda abantu noma indaba ze social service delivery sithola ziku basement ziphansi abantu ba interact lazo on daily basis. And this should also focus kundaba ye infrastructure development ukuze amanzi afike ebantwini izinto ezinjengamagetsi zifike ebantwini imigwaqo yethu ilungisiswe kakuhle labo municipality bakwanise labo ukunikeza ama services abafuze banike kuma residents.
Ingcwethi kwezenotho mnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya owenhlanganiso ye-Liberal Market Solutions utshele uGibbs Dube Studio 7 ukuthi uShinamasa uphakathi kwelitshe lembokodo.
Imithelo eqondanele labantu abasebenza izisebenzi iyahlupha ukuthi yengezwe ngoba izisebenzi zilihlezi ezilithwane kodwa imithelo eqondanele okungenisa impahla ama-import yiwe ngabona engibona ngathi uzayihlanganisisa ngoba uyazi ukuthi kuphuma ama-billions amanwenye ephume importa izimota ukudla nxa engakhangela indlela zokuthi imali yakhona isetshenziswe lapha elizweni kwenza ukuthi imithetho ehambelana nalokuvusa ama-industry ilungisise inkhona ibudget enjalo iyabe ibudget yehlakaniphi
nxa sesikhangeleke sibonazana imali eningi kahulumende ngeyokubhadala izisebenzi kambe uzawunceba ngaphi kwenza ukuthi kungani kuyehliswa kancane
uyabona nxa vele ukhangelane lodubo lwemali kahulumende ngoba lesibindi sokuthi u-GO uqala su-freeze out akusela zisebenzi ezintsha eziqhatshwayo sukusela lama-odis ukhangelisise ukuthi kanti imali ephuma engangena ifuma ngaphi so kungena-ke indaba yokugumula ufuna ukuthi le minyaka engu-60 kusiya phezulu kawusakwanisa ukuyisebenzi kahulumende ngabe lesibindi sokugumula izisebenzi zikahulumende.
Umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezenotho.
Ngeselichiye ezandleni zika-Chris Gande we-Studio 7 ngamafitshane esethulela uhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba.
Ngalithona njani izulukandaba igama lami nguChris Gande. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu liphuma lendaba lithona lendaba sixoxa lomnumzana George Ngiwane umkhokheli wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lezisebenzi iZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mnumzana. Ya, okwakuqala ungasitshela ukuthi libona njani udaba lolu lokubana kukhanya amankampani kawasoze evule ngemva kwekhefu lekhrisimusi leli?
Ngiyabonga kanti kakhulu ngalowo mbuzo. Ye, vele into azimanga kuhle lapho ukuthi laba amabhizinisi ababesithi kumbhindo sizalunga kuvele abo satshengisi yikho ke sesabele ukuthi thina vela sivale lapha sesiya kukhrisimusi leli asibona amakampani zamaningi evula kuthi abaningi bazahle bavale mthokotho. Ungakhangela indaba yela kathesi kuyaliswana kumapolitika phansi wonke abusana nje oyedwa okhangela le ndawo ze-economy abusana nje oyedwa kuma ndawo ze-development yikulwisana kuphela.
Yisike sabona njalo eminye imbiko ethi yona umnyaka wona lo kulabantu abedlula 4,000 abaswele umsebenzi abaxotshiweyo lokunyokunjalo. Ungasitshela ukuthi umi njani umumo nxa sikhangela umnyaka wona lo osesiwugqiba?
Umnyaka lo ubunzima kakhulu ikakhulu sikhangelane ngendaba zezisebenzi lezi. Uyabona baba kathethi abaningi beqhubesiye emsebenzini nje kabaholi thina abantu abalo mnyaka bengahlala baholi umangalo ukuthi kanti baphila njani ama companies amaningi zethu manje amaningi sibili abantu abaholi malutshwane abantu bangabe khona ukuthi bathole iholo labo abaningi ukuhamba nje bese nzingo ukuthi sebejayela ukuthi kuyenzenzini so ungakhangela abantu kanjalo ukuthi kubangakhula kubhale umsebenzi ukuthi company nale ingavula singazi
manje lina njengenhlanganiso yezisebenzi kuyini elikukhuthazayo njalo kuyini elikwenzayo ukubona libona ukuthi ezomnotho izo ezikhangelwayo
uyazi ukuthi nje esilalapha eZimbabwe akula into leyana ukuthi siwathengisela ngoba kathesi lapho esibhoda khona abantu bathi hey kumele sike sithengisele abantu abakuthi sisethathi esikuthoyo sifuna kwenza ngoba kathesi ungakhangela ungazi uye kuyithi office akuna nje oyedwa uzakuncedisa abantu sibekhangelene ngendawo ezikhulu sibekhangelene ngakhona ukuthi ha mina ngizakusapotuzani kathesi akuna nje oyedwa othwasa omunye umuntu so sihambe sikuthela abantu kathesi sibhizi siyakhonsalta nje izisebenzi ukuthi bakithi kunalingakungeni lokho because abasithengisela ukuthi bachaya abanye kube babulala abanye ikaningi yibona laba asakhula yisebenzi la nxa ingasebenzi kithi siyakuthatha njengesebenzi ngoba yiso umlando wakhe ukuthi katholanga umsebenzi yikuthi umsebenzi ayikho
ye manje
isikhathi du sesidliwe ngomango ye siyaxolisa ngalokho bekungu-Chris Kande esethulela uhlelo liphuma lentaba lishone lendaba kwaneloko lamhlanje olivalelisayo ngutungamile inkomo
lo sithandekile mhlanga ngisithi likhumbule ukuthi ku-Studio 7 Live Talk lamuhla sikhuluma ngebandla elitsha lezombusazwe elibunjwa ngamacele amabili awe-MDC ekhokhelwa umnumzana Wetshimencube lele-renewal team elibikwa likhokhelwa umnumzana Tendai BT olivalelisayo ngusithandekile mhlanga